Last week we talked about glass, and we ended up talking just about glass made with lead, crystal, fine glassware, etc. Let's talk about all the other things that we may not even think of as glass. There's window glass. So talk about what else is in glass, quote, glass, and what forms it takes.
Technically speaking, a glass doesn't have to be made out of the stuff in a drinking glass or a window pane.
So that's like silica, basically sand.
Yeah, so when we think of window glass or a drinking glass or something like that, it's mostly melted sand, which is mostly quartz is what's used, and that would actually be a crystal, not a glass. Mm-hmm. And that's because the atoms of silicon and oxygen together, silicon dioxide, are lined up in a nice orderly fashion. In a glass, they're still sticking to each other, but it's not so orderly. You call it an amorphous or formless solid. Mm-hmm. So when you drink out of a glass, or you have window glass, that's silicon dioxide molecules just kind of randomly stuck to each other. Mm-hmm. But you can mix other things into it. Like in the case of the fine crystal goblet, it's actually lead mixed in, and that gives it its features. Mm-hmm. The drinking glass or the window glass has other things dissolved in it that make it easier to melt and work with.
And so it's easy to manufacture things.
Yeah.
Make shapes out of it.
Exactly. So most of the glass you see is called soda lime glass, and it's about 3/4 melted sand. Mm-hmm. And other things are mixed in, like sodium and calcium oxides and things like that, that make it, you know, easier to melt, but not going to dissolve and fall apart on you.
Right. So what about porcelain, which everybody you think is clay, but it's glass?
Sure. I mean, that technically counts because of the molecular structure. It's not a crystal like a quartz crystal would be. Things like the hard plastic in a water bottle, the polycarbonate, technically could count as a glass. Even mixing some metals together, if the atoms are not properly lined up in a normal metal way, they could count as a glass too.
So it's that amorphous thing that makes it count as a glass?
Yeah, it's just if you could see the atoms and how they're all stuck together, it's kind of just a random jumble all sticking together instead of in nice orderly rows and ranks. So to back up and then just say what you think of as glass, mm-hmm. the clear stuff, there are many kinds of that. So like Pyrex glass.
Right, which is made to withstand heat and extreme changes in temperature for cooking.
So like a cooking dish or something like that. You can heat it up and heat it up. That has those heat-resistant properties because of what's mixed in with the melted sand. So in that case, it's a boron is a big part of that. You mix that in there instead of lead or the soda lime stuff. And it makes the glass molecules stick together in a certain way that resists the effects of the heat.
Hmm.
Then there's like fiberglass that's got aluminum mixed into it, which makes it even more heat resistant, just like an actual – a lot of minerals in the ground are made of the same stuff.
And they make fiber out of it. I mean, it could be – you could just have a lump of it, I'm thinking.
You could theoretically, I suppose, have a lump of it, but it makes these fibers. And actually, there are minerals in nature made of silicon and aluminum and other stuff that make fibers too, and that would be asbestos, which is a natural fibery thing too. And then there's something in between. It's called bioglass, a new medical thing where it's kind of like glass, but it's got atoms that are found in bone. Calcium and phosphorus are mixed in with it. So if you use that to replace damaged bone, it's a new technology that actually acts like bone. And then your bone cells think it's kind of cool, and they attach to it and mingle in there and replace it with real bone. So it's kind of a really cool thing of a mimic between a glass and an actual piece of human body.
And it becomes glass? It becomes bone over time?
It's replaced by actual living bone if it's up next to it, because it's got calcium and phosphorus, which is kind of what, you know, calcium phosphate is what most of bone cement is. And the bone cells like it, and maybe they even get a little nutrition out of it. So they're attracted to it, and they grow on it and gradually break it down and replace it with real bone.
Is there any other glass that's weirder than that? am I going to be more surprised by the next thing you tell me?
Well, probably, but we'll have to save that for next time.
Okay. Thanks very much, Dr. Kurt Steger of Paul Smith College. I'm Martha Foley at St. Lawrence University.